Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer. We're here at The Win with SiriusXM. And our first guest is an alchemist himself. He's a philanthropist and an artist. And what makes him interesting to me is that he's one of the last people you think about burning out. You know, usually like artists and philanthropists, they're on their own mellow yellow system. You know, it's like sitting at home on the couch, getting high, doing the art when it's ready to be done.
That's girlfriends.
Exactly. Like, yeah, lots of girlfriends. Skateboarding for lunch, you know, whatever it may take.
Have you met any artists?
This is a fantasy.
That one right there.
He's like, most of that is true.
I watched too many movies, I guess. But more importantly, Michael Brandrup is our first guest here on Office Hours. And what's interesting is he has had the corporate life of getting burnt out and searching for purpose, which I see in artists. We're searching for a purpose to inspire them. But his art started with, I think, a forced methodology, something of producing art for payment and to make money to market things, which is ironic because your last name is Brandrup. You're raising brands. But how has that corporate atmosphere and discipline, the golden handcuffs of working for companies, tainted or influenced your art?
Yeah, so what you're referring to here, David, is my background as a graphic designer, and I had a design agency together with my brother and a friend for like 5-6 years. And it taught me a lot in terms of branding. It taught me a lot in terms of graphic design and a lot of knowledge in that whole space. And I took my own medicine, if you can say that, when I was building my art brand, you know. So I was starting up all over because I burned out in the whole corporate design world. And I wanted to create a business around my art. So my brother and I, we looked inwards and we looked, what did we do for all our clients? We were creating like brand visual identities, and we did that, but with my art instead. So we were able to get my art out there very fast on social media, website, doing limited edition print drops and building up a following and converting them into an email database and having that whole understanding of the market and the whole advertising world without knowing anything about the art world. But I think that's how we were successful, because we came out doing our total own thing without knowing anything about the art world, and we just instantly disrupted the art world, and I went viral pretty fast, and that was the start of my art career.
But you moved from Europe to America, and obviously your mom didn't teach you how to do your laundry.
Yes. You are so right. You always nail it. You see right through me.
If my kid's an artist, I'm first going to teach them how to do laundry so they don't walk around with dirty jeans all the time.
She gave up a long time ago. I tell you, no.
There's a store right down here that they sell old shoes.
Right.
For like hundreds of dollars. So
he just has to sign those jeans.
Then you put some paint on and it's double the worth, you know.
Exactly. I was going to say.
I love it. Listen, how much for your pants?
you don't say that in Vegas.
Just chill after the show, guys. After the show.
Listen, he sells them to me for $200. I sell them out there for another $1,000.
Just to sign the pocket.
That's it. Just sign it, right? Exactly.
Well, I'm less interested in your genes than I am in your soul and your inner world. When you began moving from graphic design, where you're creating what other people need you to create, to creating your own art, did you have an original intention, a message, something inside that you felt you needed to communicate to the world?
Yeah, so it started very, very simple. When I was escaping the corporate design world, I was just feeling that it wasn't my calling anymore. And then I just wanted to express myself in a way where there were no limitations at all, that no rules, no attracting a certain target audience, anything like that. So it started with me simply just expressing myself. Mm. And then I built on top of that. And then I came in a position where I could not only express myself, but I was also able to help people around me. I could see that somehow I inspired people around me, and I came in a position, because I was selling my art, that I could help people in need, and I could help with ocean conservation and the environmental causes that I believe in as well. So suddenly it was a bigger thing. I was creating something that was bigger than me. And I also saw younger artists reaching out and asking me all kinds of questions. And I instantly saw my younger self, where I was just confused about what I wanted and how do you get successful and all that stuff. And so I went on a path as a philanthropist and also be of service to a younger artist or entrepreneurs in general that wanted a helping hand from a guy that has been through a lot and a burnout.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love the fact that you're helping people like through what you're doing too. So not only are you doing it through your art, but I'm guessing that you're also doing it through the what you realized in yourself, right? That's helping you, create the art as well. So talk to me a little bit about what you're doing, the giving back that you are doing. You know, I'd like to know a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I think the first project that came up was a foundation called the Perfect World Foundation, and it make very much sense because they were planting trees all over the world, and they worked together with David Attenborough, and I'm a very, very passionate guy, and I could just see, okay, wow, if I can live out my passion and at the same time help in causes that I believe in, then life doesn't get much better for me. So I jumped into becoming a full ambassador for the Perfect World Foundation. And then I also donated a full exhibition, like a whole show with all my pieces called A Lonely Whale. And I connected to work directly with Adrien Grenet, with him, because he's a co-founder of that. And during the Art Week, we had a big exhibition there, and me and him, we did a whole speech about ocean conservation. And this was about plastic straws. And I think that was actually when a lot of people, they changed over to not using plastic straws anymore, and it became in like sustainable material. And I will keep pursuing that and doing this kind of projects because it just fires me up. If I can just leave the world a little better,
Look at your face. You get lit up about it. You're ready to jump into it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I always have the chills when I'm talking about my passion. I'm fine.
I love it. I love it. I mean, listen, I'm going to say that I hate the paper straws. You know what I mean? They're a pain in the butt, but the cause is amazing.
Now you know. Yeah.
But the cause is amazing. I love it.
It's confusing to me. When you go to Oregon, it's confusing to me because cocaine is legal, but the straws are not.
Right. That's confusing to you.
It's confusing. Okay. To my past self. No, go ahead.
One of the things that I love, we got to chat in the green room a little bit, and the thing that you were talking about is you were talking about inspiration. And I think a lot of times people see the end result but don't realize the process in which you go through in order to create that. And we just got to chat a little bit about where you get your inspiration from.
Yeah.
And also, you know, for me, whenever I'm working with people, I talk about this intersection of where you're serving others or you're in the expression of who you are and it's also serving you. And I know that you shared a little bit about that, about how, you know, there's things that you pick up on all pieces of life, and it's like this expression that needs to come through you. Can you share a little bit about that and what that process is like in creating your work?
Yeah. So I tell you, when I create my paintings, I go through a lot. So first of all, I want to tell you that I have two different art styles. One where I go to the canvas, where I create unexpected results, meaning that I will go into a journey to the unknown. I don't know what the end result will look like. And that comes with a lot of doubt and a lot of highs and lows. Mm. And a lot of my paintings have been painted with euphoric enthusiasm, but also anxiety. And I hate it. I love it. And I really go through all that. It's
beautiful.
It's
so good.
And I'm dealing with all that in my studio, just all by myself. And I can yell out like, oh, yes. Oh, I hate it. You know, and loud music, you know, and it's a very emotional journey. And then I have a more calm approach to my art as well, where I create a sketch, a full colored sketch. So when I start, I know the end result.
Yeah.
And I tell you, if I do not have those two styles to mix in between, I think I would go crazy, actually.
Yeah.
And having those two styles didn't come overnight. It's something that I developed over this full decade of me devoting myself to my art practice. And it came just very, very natural. the mix of those two art styles makes me feel free. Yeah. And that is why I'm doing what I do. That is why I escaped the corporate design world. And that is why I'm doing what I do, to feel free, have the feeling that you can fly. And that's also the why I moved to the other side of the world, to move to LA, from Denmark to LA, because I wanted to be free. Yeah. No matter what people were saying, I'm going to do it, you know.
Yeah. And you could see that and feel that in your work. So congratulations.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Was there like a level of like your burnout that you talk about? Like, was there, like, what was that level? Like, you know, what caused you to make the shift and say, you know what, I'm out? I feel like there's a lot of people in this world that want to do it, but just don't.
Yep. Yep.
And they're stuck in where they are because they don't have the nerve to do it. I feel like it would be good for people to hear, like what was that level? And then what made you say, I have no choice here?
And you're doing a mini doc about this, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I just did a mini documentary that came out like a couple of weeks ago, because I think it's very, very important to talk about. So in my case, I thought that I already found my passion. So it was very, very frustrating to suddenly wake up and not having the energy to live out your passion. It's not my passion anymore. And I was like forced to question everything about me. Who am I? Am I on the right path here? And I would just feel, no, I'm not. So I kind of like had to reinvent myself. But I also knew that if I'm not doing this, I don't even want to live, you know, because it was not a good position to be in. So here we go, have to reinvent myself. You open up but I think that is where I really learned to listen to my deepest intuition and my deepest self, and just let out the noise. And that can be very difficult because people are trying to drag you in all directions, and there are expectations from friends and family and everything. So you just have to close your eyes and close your ears and do like an inward journey, because that's where the answers will be. And that's also where they were for me. And I remember when I started painting with no rules, no nothing, I'm like, I think this is what I want to do. And then even though there was ridiculously amount of struggles when I came to LA, I almost lived on the streets, but I just had to do it. So I was willing to live on the streets. That's how bad I wanted it. So if you want it bad enough, you can make anything happen.
It's amazing how many different directions people go in order to break through. I know Bucky, you, Bobby, and Edwin all have their own breakthroughs in different ways. I use money as a vehicle to give me an opportunity to break through. It's a lot more chicken shit way of doing it than living on the streets. I know you were in construction and contracting and made a decision to break through as well. Mm. I really look forward to seeing the documentary on it, because I think in every aspect, we're always breaking through. And it's okay to utilize different methodologies in a divine direction, which is something that I've learned from Edwin as well. And Michael, I could not be prouder of you, as we've been friends for about 5 years. And I've seen not only the advancement as you as an entrepreneur, but in your ability to break through and expand your imagination into your art. And I feel you and feel it from your art, and appreciate you being here as our guest on Office Hours.